Anybody else? Come on down. All right, I got something really cool. Every year when I go to the Dominican Republic, I get this out. And this is what is called a hilti. Now, years ago, in my other church, we built several buildings. And one of the things, you can sit anywhere you want, bud, right here. There we go. And one of the things that they gave me, they didn't really give it to me because when you build a building, you pay for it. But they gave me, this was kind of a gift, they gave me what is called a hilti multi-tool. And every year when I go down the Dominican Republic, I take this with me. Now look at all the cool things this, I guess it's a knife, I don't know. That's a knife, everybody knows what a knife is, you cut things, okay. Let's see.
It's a tool knife.
It's a what kind of knife?
A
tool knife. Brother Bill does not know. Now I know what these are. What are the pliers? Yeah, good. All right, look at your dad has some of those. I barely do. What is this thing?
Oh, a cutter.
A cutter? What kind of cutter?
I think he uses
toy. Is that a bottle opener? I'm not sure. Greg, you're more experienced. Bottle opener? Well, I didn't mean to like that. Sorry. And then what is this? I don't know what the world that thing is. Maybe a screwdriver?
Yeah.
That's a screwdriver right there? Okay, a flathead, I guess. Look at this cool thing. What is that? It's a what? It's a saw. And a screwdriver for bigger screws. And then, let's see, what else I got in here? Oh, look at this. A Phillips head screwdriver. Yeah. Look at that. Look at all those things. Now, I've been going down to the Dominican Republic for about 25 years. Guess how many times I've used any of these tools? Zero. They don't want me fixing things. But you know, I'm talking this morning in the sermon about God's Word. And God's Word is like a multi-tool. It does lots of different things. It's not just to listen to when the preacher preaches. It's a lot of other stuff as well. And in 2 Timothy 3:16, see if I can close that up safely, it says this, all Scripture, which is the Bible, all Scripture is inspired by God. In other words, God is the one who wrote your Bible. And it says it is useful, it's like a multi-tool, it's useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. In other words, the Bible for the Christian is the multi-tool. Sometimes it gets on to you and says you don't need to do this. Sometimes it says this is who God is. Sometimes it says this is what you need to do. But as a Christian, you will never live the life that you're supposed to live until you read your Bible. And that's what I'm going to be talking about in this sermon today. God's Word is like a hilti multi-tool. So when you come to church, Sunday school, church, everything we have, we're trying to help you learn this book. Okay? It's very important. It can change your life. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray you would be with them and help them to learn the Bible and learn to live it. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, gang, come over here.